Hey, hey, hey! We are back with another episode of The Restroom. I'm Oyekosala Esomi, your host. I make clothes. I'm a shining light, a huge vibe with lots and lots of je ne sais quoi. In my last episode, I noticed the flow of the podcast might have been a bit misleading, in the sense that the tone was calm, the soundtrack was cool, you know, I was sounding all ASMR-ist, plus the name of the podcast as well. People might have been expecting positive affirmations, meditations, breathing exercises. I'm so sorry, but we don't do that here. I am not as calm as I sounded. In fact, my energy, my energy can light up a city. You can call me Oyin Vibranium. I'm so sorry if I misled you in any way. I believe subsequent episodes were toned for the previous one. Also, I'd like to apologize for releasing this episode a bit late. My week was full, guys. Plus, recording is not as easy as I thought it would be. And now to the hot gist of this episode. January 8, 2018, I woke up to receive a package I felt wasn't mine. I was 20 and the age didn't click with me. Whichever stork was in charge of delivering ages definitely dropped the wrong one on my doorstep. I spent the whole day fighting it, and when it didn't go away, I started crying at ICM's parking lot. Annie, I don't want this age there, so come and carry your package. And I wasn't shedding those cute tears that girls cry. I was shedding ugly tears. A lot of things just didn't add up. How am I 20? I was 10, like what, 6 months ago? It felt like 6 months to me. So where did the old decade go? I just couldn't deal with it. 2018 came with one age I did not understand. I felt like, why was God doing this to me? Jesus, this is only your girl, only your G. Why are you doing me like this? Just why? Now you might be asking, what is wrong with 20? My darling, there is absolutely nothing wrong with being 20. I found out I felt bad because I felt my age didn't level up with things I thought I should have done or achieved. According to my plans, I should have finished school by 20. But I was just starting my third year in uni then. I should have done a lot by 20. And that didn't happen, as you might have guessed. It was also the same year my grades decided to join the swimming team and go diving. It was a mess. I was so pissed because I felt a lot wasn't working in my life the way I had planned. I was worked up comparing my life with standards I don't even understand. I'm not saying it's terrible to finish school early. I believe it is. But there is no research showing all those who did ended up far better than all those who didn't. At that point in time, I never understood why all those things just seemed to be happening at the same time. Where was it coming from and why was it happening now? But thinking about it right now, or talking about it right now, I'm super thankful it happened then because it was such a huge flush for me. We're daily being taught by something or someone. Your environment is constantly feeding your mindset or opinion, and you may not be conscious about it. Today, an 8-year-old is a millionaire by reviewing toys. 14, 15, 16-year-olds have cars. Kylie Jenner was a billionaire at 19, while some of us are here making moi moi Saturday mornings for the house. You just might be thinking people are young and getting it, except you. Your friends have businesses and are cashing out. Some are hosting conferences while you're helping them push their e-flyers on your WhatsApp status. I'm so sorry, that sounds super wrong because we all do that one way or the other. You just think about all these things and you feel like they're not happening for you. And I know you're genuinely excited for them. But still, why not me is lurking somewhere at the back of your mind. And it isn't a bad question like that, if you know what I mean. You see this Me Too because someone else did it. It is a killer. A hired killer. Or it is an akilala. Now, akilala is a private joke in my house. When you say someone is an akilala, the person is like top tier assassin, e.g. John Wick. So John Wick is an akilala. So let me rephrase it so you get it now. You see this comparison based on standards that we don't even know who set them. It is an akilala. And please do not confuse this with goals or dreams. That's entirely different. This using other people's achievements to set standards for your own growth skill. It is just whack. Also, I noticed most of these things are tied to age. Why do we do that? Does achieving something at a certain age validate the agenda of God for your life? No, I don't think so. So I get worked up about it. If I'm not hosting conferences, does that diminish the value that I have to offer? Definitely not. Now, because you saw it somewhere and it looked good, or because you read about people that did such and are currently doing well, you think, oh yeah, that's a great path for me to follow. How? Why? What made you think that? All these things I was angry or sad about that weren't working or hadn't happened at that age were based on standards I had set for myself. Well, just because. Just because. When we constantly compare ourselves with people, whether through a mini thought or an elaborate study with table charts, some people even plot graphs, we insult the process those people went through to get where they are. And I know it's good you do self-assessments and audits so we can check and balance. But when it's full of comparisons and void of a journey or process that fine-tunes you, it's wrong. The outside looks cute, so we look for shortcuts, void of the work they put in, the no's they received, the tears they shed, the pain they felt, to end up with the accolades we now see them receive. I'm sorry to say, but that's evil. At the same time, I'm not saying go through a sufferhead route just to prove that you can do it. Please and please and please work smart. If there's a more efficient way to a thing, it will be utter folly. Sheer foolishness, outright stupidity to go through a stressful route. Even the devil will ask you, who sent you? The truth is, we all want to blow at a certain age. Even me that I am talking. I want to blow like 4th of July before I'm 30. But sometimes, these things just don't happen when we want them or the way we expect them to go. But still, dear God, your girl wanna blow like 4th of July before she's 30. Thanks. Our world is currently on overdrive. Things are moving uber fast. And we want to catch up. We try to catch up. To keep up with everything that is happening in our world. The news, the current tech, the best phones, the latest cars, the hottest gist. We don't want to be left behind, and as we grow older, some of these thoughts just might creep up on us of being a certain age and not having as much as our world has shown us to have. See what I'm saying? We're constantly being fed by something. A narrative is being pushed our way. And if we let these thoughts foster, if we let them grow, it leads to unnecessary comparison. So my dear, calm down and drink cold water. Because you need it, and because I need it too. You're not too young to achieve anything, neither are you too old to do likewise. You only begin to feel that way when you compare yourself with someone who started earlier or later, as the case may be. Now, if you get it while you are young, that is fantastic. It makes room for you to move on to bigger projects earlier. And if you don't, That's great too. So you don't rush into it abruptly, because that can be very dangerous as well. And you might say, oh, how is that even a thing? Well, it is, because a number of celebrities / business owners ruined this great thing they had because they got it too early. It's their words, not mine, so don't come for me. And oh, you might say, yeah, they should have gotten a manager or a CEO. Well, there is little or nothing a manager can do when the boss just couldn't handle it. If I had to compare myself with someone else or some standard, I might feel terrible because I'm not a small girl again. My mates in the village already have like, what, 2 kids. Or I might feel better because there are definitely people out there I am doing better than. So with these 2 scenarios, I can choose to gauge my self-worth based on the people doing better than I am or people I am doing better than. Can you see how imbalanced and how damaging this can be to your esteem? Better still, choose to free yourself from any of this and just live your life. My last birthday, I received the most love. I was shocked at the things people were saying about me. And if you think, or you have ever thought, it crossed your mind at some point in time that my pride level was high before. My people, you are gonna hear it now. I was so shocked at how people felt and thought about me. And these are people that I really know. So I know it isn't cause they just want to send me good words. Plus, some of them said some similar things, and I don't believe it's cause they shared their notes with one another just to make me feel good. And that's why I'm saying, you just might be doing better than you think. So drink cold water. I'd like us to play a quick game. I want you to describe yourself with things people will most likely look down on. It might not be outrightly terrible, but it might just be something people might not consider you too highly, basically. Use like 4 or 5 words just to describe it real quick. You can write it down. It's a pretty short exercise. So here is mine. My name is Oyinkosala Eyisomi. I'm 23 and single. I live in my parents' house. I eat their food. I use their cable. Basically, I chop their money a lot. I believe you've done yours. Now, if I am to compare myself with what we see and hear today, it's very easy to conclude and say, hey, she's a loser. When in fact, I am a whole lot more. I know I am not where I want to be, but I think I'm doing fine. In fact, I am doing great. Because who is setting the standards anyway? And that's a wrap on this episode, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Please rate this podcast on whatever platform you might be listening from. And also subscribe to get notified when I drop a new episode. By the way, I was shocked that people actually liked the last episode. The love, the feedback, the critique as well. Thank you so much, guys. Plus, I guess I enjoyed so much attention because it came out on my birthday. Like I said earlier, this birthday was the best so far. And it's all thanks to the amazing people I call family and friends. Y'all support me too much, way too much. You showed up like good news and cooked food. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I hope to see you in my next episode. Until then, lots of love, fam.